This is the brief on avoiding costly timber flooring mistakes. You know, timber acts a lot like a living sponge, and treating it like a static material leads to catastrophic, expensive damage that ruins the investment. First, acclimatization. Timber is hygroscopic, meaning it constantly interacts with moisture. Like a sponge, it needs to get used to the room's climate. If wet wood is installed in a dry house, it shrinks and leaves gaps. If dry wood goes into a humid environment, it swells and buckles. So what does this actually mean for day one of your renovation? Well, it means you literally have to do nothing and just wait. Let it sit in the room for at least 1 week. Second, the subfloor and expansion gaps. A floor is really only as good as its base. Concrete or plywood subfloors must be ground, filled, and moisture tested. A vapor barrier is crucial. Plus, you must leave a 10 to 15 millimeter expansion gap around the entire perimeter. Now, you might be wondering, why not lay the boards perfectly flush against the skirting boards for a seamless look? Well, when summer humidity hits, the wood expands with nowhere to go, and that pressure will cause the boards to buckle and pop right off the subfloor. Finally, cleaning products. Post-installation maintenance is where homeowners accidentally ruin their floors. Wet mopping forces water into the joints, causing rotting. Steam mops are even worse, blasting high-pressure moisture directly into the wood grain. You just spent thousands on a perfect installation. There is no way you should destroy it with a steam mop. Ultimately, if you respect the natural movement of the wood from preparation to your weekly cleaning, your floors will stay pristine for a lifetime.